Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had an Istagosti, and the devotee asked a question which I thought would be of interest to the listeners. We're talking about Radha Shamsundar and maintaining standards of worship for Radha Shamsundar. Otherwise, they become upset and they become inconvenienced. And the devotee raised this question, well, surely Radha Sham are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they're not dependent on any kind of material convenience, so the fact that we're worshipping them is good for us, but they're not dependent on it, and they don't particularly feel any inconvenience or any lack when that service is slackened. Rather, it's our having sort of broken our contract just as the time of installation. When we install the deity, we agree to serve them in a certain way. We're the ones who suffer, but Krishna remains neutral or impartial. In other words, he sort of raised the example, well, if you don't feed the deities, are they hungry? And the answer is yes, they're hungry. But the way they're hungry is different than the way we're hungry. How is it that we're hungry? Well, our material bodies require nourishment vitamins, minerals, all kinds of other ingredients in order to function. And when our bodies don't get those ingredients, then it informs us through our senses, and we have this sense of feeling, we have this sense of hunger, which means that it's time to eat because your body's not getting what it needs, and if you continue like that, then you're going to become sick. And obviously, before we hit the sixth stage, we also feel a certain type of emotions. If, for instance, our parents don't feed us, we become upset with them. We become disturbed. Here I am, I'm hungry, and you're neglecting me. You're watching television or doing something else. So a conditioned soul feels hunger. Well, everybody feels hunger. As long as you have this material body, you feel hunger. The soul itself is transcendental, and the soul itself doesn't need to be fed. But the body does need to be fed. And that is why we have to eat. And when we don't eat, then yes, we feel hunger. And when our hunger isn't satisfied, then we feel anger, frustration, and other types of emotions. Now Krishna, like ourselves, is fully spiritual, ourselves meaning our soul, so his soul isn't dependent on these type of nutrients or ingredients, but his soul is dependent, or his existence is dependent on one type of thing, or is sustained, nourished by one ingredient, and that is bhakti. Yomi bhaktya priyachati, Krishna says, I accept devotion. So when a preparation or when a offering is offered to Krishna with devotion, Krishna enjoys that devotion. It's that devotion that he enjoys, that devotion nourishes him, and because he's nourished, he then becomes happy. He doesn't become unhappy. He doesn't become displeased. On the other hand, if that offering is not cooked for Krishna, if the number of offerings are decreased, if the offering is just done absolutely mechanically with no sense of devotion at all, then Krishna becomes upset. Then Krishna, he'll be hungry because he's not getting the devotion that he wants, and he'll also experience dissatisfaction for being hungry. Because of a lack of devotion. So we should not see that the deities are simply here as statues, as some kind of convenience for us to render service, and if we don't do service, then we get some type of reaction. But they're always transcendental to everything and have no inconvenience whatsoever. It's a misunderstanding. They too are inconvenience. They're inconvenienced because this is the arrangement. This is the purpose for which they've come. They've come with the purpose of accepting our devotion. And they're dependent upon our devotion, just like a child is dependent on its mother. And when we don't give them that devotion, then when we don't feed them, then they feel hungry and they feel disappointed, and they think, doesn't anyone love me here? Do they really want to just cut down on our maintenance, on our service, on the love to be offered to us? And that is a source of disappointment for their lordships. Therefore, the deities should always be offered the best and the most of everything with love and devotion. And that way they become happy. And when they're happy, then obviously we're also happy. But we should not be under the misunderstanding that they are not inconvenienced, that they don't feel displeasure. And in this case, for instance, if they're not fed, that they don't feel hunger. They do. They feel hunger for our love and our devotion. Hare Krishna.